Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. I got some good guests across the way. Sitting in the chairs over there this morning are Melinda States along with Spencer Meager. And we're going to talk about the... All right, I was having trouble remembering the exact correct name of it with Lynn. I kept wanting to say Fairfield Paintout, and I know that's wrong. I think that's wrong, right?
That's what we call it, but it does have a longer name than that.
What is the longer correct name? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Melinda States. Thank you very much for coming out onto the show, Melinda. Somebody's here. Oh, that's, I didn't know who's here.
It's actually called Fairfield Fall Foliage Paintout.
Fairfield Fall Foliage Paintout.
But we've never had very, very much cooperation from the foliage, so it's just kind of become the Fairfield Paintout.
Well, that's the thing. This year, you've got maybe a little different opportunity. You backed it up a smidge, didn't you? Or has it backed up? Has the calendar moved you back a few days into October?
Well, actually, we've been in October. We've always done it Columbus Day weekend, or prior week prior to Columbus Day.
Okay.
And on Saturday. So, yes, we moved whichever direction that is earlier in the month.
Yeah.
because of Columbus Day weekend.
So what are the dates of this year's
event? This year's event will be October 4 through 8. We are looking forward to having 26 artists already registered, which is
wow.
A record for us.
That seems like a ton, huh?
It is a ton, especially when you're trying to find places for them to stay.
You know, that's the thing. There are not that many hotels and stuff in and there's also something else going on that weekend that might be filling hotels, right?
Right. It's also homecoming weekend, which we're excited that will be homecoming weekend because we think some of the FCHS alums will be excited to see what's happening in their hometown.
Oh, sure, sure. Sitting next to Melinda is an artist. He's been here several times, and glad to see you back, Spencer. How you doing? Spencer Meager.
I'm doing well. Thank you, Bruce.
Good to see you. I haven't seen you since about a year, and I've got my mom has a piece of the art. A piece of your art from last year hanging in her home.
I like that. I like that
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, she does too. She does too. That's one of the first questions I want to ask you about. How do you come upon inspiration to go paint something? What will draw you to a particular thing? What you painted last year and what's hanging in Mom's home is the ranch down south mm-hmm. of Wayne City.
Mm-hmm.
What will draw you to a particular place or thing?
Oh, subject matter itself is not that important. It's more of how the light is affecting something. Myself as an artist, I like a lot of contrast, a lot of bright light, dark shadows kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you throw some good bright color in there, say some beach umbrellas or something like that, that makes it intriguing to paint. So I don't necessarily gravitate to a certain subject like barns or river scenes.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
I can paint anything, but it depends on the way it's lit up that it catches my eye.
Since I've got you in here and you're sitting in the seat for the next 40 minutes, what did draw your eye to that particular place that my mom's got?
The architecture of the old house. And then that morning it was overcast, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh.
And that you're going to make a liar out of me here because I'm going to contradict everything I just said. But overcast, the mood that was around
that's the thing, Spencer, and you being the artist, you can explain this or maybe help me try to explain it. It seems when you talk to somebody who does this for a living
mm-hmm.
and who basically now I certainly do not mean to make offense or ask you or take offense. Artists are a different group from mm-hmm. the rest of the world.
Yeah, very very eclectic type
eclectic
people.
That's mm-hmm. a great word. Whenever something that might just catch their eye that nobody else is going to see, is that something that you folks have to develop, or is that something that you already have maybe, and then somebody else can help bring it out of you possibly?
I think that's an accurate statement there. For me, I believe it's a God-given gift that I see the world differently than other people see it.
Mm-hmm. The second part of that is having the ability to commit that to some kind of media.
Yeah, you have to be able to interpret what you see the way you see it, And that doesn't always work out right. We try.
Yeah.
But sometimes some of them end up in the trash can. But we have this vision that we try to bring to a piece of paper or to a canvas and let the rest of the world see it.
That leads me to another question. And since I've got you here, I'm going to tie you down and ask you questions. Do you ever have you said you throw one in the trash can if you don't like how it looks. Yeah. Have you ever had something that you might have thought was an extreme failure of your vision and the ability to put it to canvas, and somebody else saw it and just thought it was the greatest, or they just love it, but you hate it. Mm. But if they love it, you'll go ahead and sell it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. matter of fact, at a show last year out in Kansas City, I won best of show out there, and I didn't like the painting at all.
Is that right?
Yeah. It had a few good qualities in it, but it just completely missed the mark of what I was going for.
What was the subject?
It was a cityscape, the skyline of Kansas City. If you're familiar with Kansas City, they have a World War I memorial.
Yeah.
It's got a big obelisk.
Yeah.
And
out there, like 18th Street or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And at one brief moment, there was a storm coming in, so the sky made it real dark, but that obelisk at the memorial was lit up by the sun, so it was striking in person, but I didn't think I interpreted it well in my painting at all.
How long did you have? That leads to another pretty interesting question to me. You may not think so. How long did you have looking at the obelisk with the sun still on it, but the cloudy sky, the overcast sky behind it? How do you have to take a mental snapshot of that before you try to paint it? Because I can't imagine that the weather and that look would have lasted very long.
No, it didn't. It was there 2-3 minutes maybe. But I was actually was drawn to that just for the subject matter and the way the sun was hitting the skyline, I guess, would be a good way to put it. So I've drawn it out, I'm painting it, and as the painting's developing, then the atmosphere changes.
Sure.
The sky gets really dark behind it.
And you realize it's going to rain.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I know this is not going to last very long. So at that point, really all I had to do was just darken the sky behind it. I was just really surprised that one, because there were other pieces.
I was going to say, what do you think was wrong with it?
It just didn't read the way I envisioned it.
Well, what did everybody else like about it?
I think what I can't speak for what everybody was drawn to, but I think why they awarded that was because it captured kind of a mood and the essence of the city.
Oh, I see.
So it may not have been rendered perfectly like I would like for it to have been, but it spoke to people, obviously.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's kind of almost serendipity in it when something like that happens, right?
Yeah, and you never know.
How often do you run into something like that?
Oh, where I get best to show, or where?
No. How often do you run into something where maybe a painting that you're what your intention is, you've got one in particular intention, and it actually the mood to not you but to another viewer, it's different, and the perception is different, not what you intended at all.
It's hard to say, but it's not that uncommon. Sometimes, because an artist is usually their worst critic.
Yeah.
And I see everything is wrong with it. Most people looking at it don't see any of the problems that I see. I don't discount a painting I don't like immediately. But that one instance out in Kansas City was really surprised me that it won.
That's pretty good.
If I was a judge, I would have never picked it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. Melinda, I'm going to talk to you some more.
That's okay.
I will.
I know. I'm just waiting for my turn.
All right. You said the plein air paint out is going to be the fall foliage plein air paint out is going to be what dates?
October 4th through October 8th.
October 4th through October 8th. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is the cool part. That starts with the night paint, right?
Yes. Well, actually, the artists are going to, there's three or four artists going to do a school assembly that afternoon, but the full group of artists, their first event will be the nocturne.
Tell me about the school assembly.
Well, we started this is our third year, I think, isn't it? Some artists said they would like to do some work with some students and
that's cool.
Make a little presentation. So we invite schools to come into an assembly. It will be at New Hope this year.
Okay.
And the artists go down, draw a portrait of a student while someone is giving a little presentation. I think Spencer usually talks and the other artists draw paint. And at the end of that assembly, then we bring those paintings to put on display. But at the end of the event, those portraits go to those students and their families.
Oh, that's cool. That's pretty cool.
So in about 45 minutes, the student has a portrait.
Do you get other schools to come in, or is it just the one school, or how's that
work?
We've
kind of moved it around.
Oh, okay.
Different schools have been – we've contacted different schools for different years. Last year it was Jasper and Jeff. This year we've invited New Hope, Cisney, and Wayne City, and the previous year it was Center Street.
What are the reactions of the kids? I mean,
you'll have to ask the artists.
What are the reactions of the kids at these places you've been to?
They love it. They love it. My role.
Do they love just getting out of class, or do they like what they?
No, they love seeing this picture. Develop, and it's unless they're one of the kids that are chosen to have their portrait painting, they're watching their friend being captured on canvas.
Yeah.
And so they enjoy seeing the process. And then my role is to field questions and help keep the kids' interest in it. And they just have an incredible amount of questions that they ask.
They don't get bothered that it takes a little bit more time than a selfie?
No. That's always amazed me, too, the attentiveness the kids show in there. And that's... to me, it shows the value of art, that it's an important thing in our lives.
Well, that's the trouble, though. I mean, the art programs at schools have been, when money gets pulled from places, it's getting pulled from the arts pretty quickly, typically, throughout. I've got Melinda States here along with Spencer Meager on the Bruce Dickey Show. We are talking about the Fall Foliage Plein Air Paint Out coming up in October. I'm going to get, that's not the right name again, is it?
Fall Foliage Paint Out.
I've added plein air. Fall Foliage Paint Out. We're talking with Melinda and Spencer, and we'll talk more with those folks when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You're listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Bruce Dickey here along with Melinda States and Spencer Meager. We're talking about the Fall Foliage Paint Out that is coming up in October, and it's going to be homecoming weekend. Was that just a trick of the calendar that this thing turned out to end up being on homecoming weekend, Melinda, or was that a happy circumstance or what?
It was just the way things happened.
Yeah.
But we're glad that it happened that way.
Are folks interested? Are some of the artists interested in dealing with the homecoming parades and all kinds of stuff? Or are you painting that?
They have that option to paint the parade. We are sending them to the football game Saturday or Friday night.
Really?
Yes. So we're hoping to see some.
They're going to be painting at the football game.
Yes.
Yeah. And that I'm predicting that's going to be really good because a lot of these artists, they paint fast and they like stuff like that.
Now one of the interesting things here is that they're playing El Dorado that night, and El Dorado is purple and gold.
Okay.
So that's going to give you another odd color that you don't typically see, probably, in most of your paintings.
A combination that maybe somebody's
going to find interesting.
Yeah, it'll give good contrast, and it'll be interesting to see where the artists decide to set up, whether they're trying to capture the activity out on the field or whether they're trying to capture the crowd.
Yeah.
It's
kind of tough to capture activity on a field. I mean, they do have timeouts, but.
Well, you just for something like that, you just got a general shape. You know, if they're lined up, you know, they're going to be lined up the same pretty well up and down the field. If they're in a huddle, that's a huddle looks like a huddle looks like a huddle.
Is there a particular medium you think that would be more effective on an athletic event like that? I mean, would you want to have more of a? I guess would you want to go more of a pencil draw as opposed to an impressionist type of thing?
Yeah, impressionist would capture the essence of it, and oil would lend itself real well to it. I'll be working in watercolor, and so I'll do my best to make that work.
Yeah, I was thinking watercolors are probably, you got a kind of a you're starting a little disadvantage.
Maybe not. Never know. I've never painted a football game, so we'll find out. but the fun part of this is that immediately after the football game, then these paintings will be available to view and to purchase.
Oh, really?
I hope I'm not misstating that.
You're correct.
We'll
be at the landing every night for. The paintings will be there, but on Friday night is our premier exhibit where you come in, and we're going to shut down at 7 for the football game, but we'll open back up again afterwards for about an hour or so.
No kidding. So late night buy then
at the
landing. Okay, let's go.
Midnight sales. No.
That's, I love it. Let's go back to the, let's go talk about the schedule a little bit. We started with the grade school event on Tuesday. And this Tuesday night, whenever the night event?
Yes, Tuesday evening will be the nocturne painting, and we're also, community involvement is really important to us to make this thing work. So, we're doing the Find the Artists hunt again this year, where you can go around and find the artists.
Now, that's only during the nocturne painting,
right? It's only during the nocturne painting.
Mm-hmm. How many, with that many artists, how many artists do you expect? You said 26?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to remember if we said that on the air or not.
Yeah.
That's a lot of artists.
It's a lot of artists.
Have you during the I hate to call it that, but it's the artist scavenger hunt.
Yeah, it is.
Have you had anybody able to find them all, or do people find them all every year?
Well, they did last year, and there were 17. So we'll see if they can find 9 more this year or not.
And do they have to be in any particular place?
No, they can be anywhere in the city.
Is that right? So you might see somebody. So that what we're saying is that Tuesday night you'll see people, in addition to seeing people sitting there painting something, you're going to see all kinds of folks walking around looking for them.
Right.
Just like the Pokemon Go of
Plein Air Go.
Plein Air Go. I love it.
Yeah. Plein Air Go. Okay.
Plein Air Go. That's
we'll
pretty good.
We'll have a
good
new name for it.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Plein Air Go. Okay, that's great. Now, that's Tuesday night. What's going on Wednesday and Thursday?
Wednesday, they're actually going to go out to Lambrick's. It's Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
To paint on the farm.
Okay.
And then they'll be back.
With Scott?
Yes.
Lambrick Stock Farms.
And they'll be back in town that afternoon for the quick paint at 3 o'clock.
Okay. So, tell me about the quick paint. I always forget what that is.
Quick paint is they have 2 hours to start, to go from beginning to end with the painting and turn it in.
So you're doing that on Wednesday now instead of usually? I thought the quick paint was usually on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was. It was on Saturday, but we have some other things going on Saturday. So we had to shuffle the schedule a little bit.
I get you.
So they'll be doing that Wednesday afternoon. And, of course, everything's open. The landing's open every evening for the public to come in and see what's happened that day. So
I think I asked you this last year, but Spencer, but I'm going to ask you again. How many submissions will each artist have at the landing, do you think? Do they have an average, like one or two a day?
I would anticipate most artists will paint 2 paintings a day. So they're painting 4 days. That'll give them about 8 on average. There is one artist coming, Larry Rudelek. He's from, I think it's Hanover, Indiana, over by Cincinnati. I have known him to paint as many as 8 paintings in one day.
Good grief.
And they're good paintings. He's
That's
very good
a busy
artist.
Man.
He is. He paints fast.
Yeah?
Watch him on the football field.
Tell me about some of the artists coming. I know that we've talked about some of them in between breaks there, but tell me some of the artists coming. We've got new artists this year.
Yeah, we've got several new artists. We've got last year we had a couple gals come down from Wisconsin, Sherry Thomas and Barb Hayden. Mm-hmm. This year we've got several more coming from Wisconsin.
They're bringing friends.
They're bringing friends, just like locusts coming to town.
Deke
Palachek, she's up around Milwaukee, and uh-huh. Steve Wasaki, he's up above Green Bay, so he's coming quite a ways, about 500
miles. So October, probably. Actually, for these folks coming down from Wisconsin, that might be a good time for them to try to get out of a little bit cooler weather and get into clement weather, I guess would be the word.
Yeah, it's a good time for them to come down. And, you know, we get used to the scenery around here and don't think much about it. But them coming in with fresh eyes, they love what they see here and find all kinds of good things to paint. We've got some more artists coming, some new ones coming from over the Kansas City area. Kathy Klein and I'm trying to think who else is on the list here, Melinda. Jane Flanders is St. Louis. Judy Stroop.
What are some of the media these people are specializing in? I mean, because we'll have oil, you'll have watercolor. Will you have chalk or anything at this at these things? Or
pencil? There's a couple pastel artists. Lorraine McFarlane works in pastel. She was here last year. I think there's one or two more maybe that do pastel. Most of them will be working in oil.
Really?
I don't know of any working in acrylic, but that doesn't mean they won't. But most of them will be oil. There'll be a few watercolors.
I was thinking acrylic and oil are the same thing. It's two different things.
Yeah, one's water-based and one is oil-based.
Oh, okay. Latex.
You can kind of work it in with latex paint.
Okay.
But the acrylic paints dry so fast. They're completely different animals. Oils take a long time.
See, that's entirely different than the acrylic you put on your walls. The acrylic you put on your wall, at least when I put it painted a wall with acrylic, it took a long time.
Well, there's obviously house paint's going to be a little different than artist paint.
Yeah.
But their qualities, you can intermix them. I've just worked on a mural that I painted in acrylic, and I use artist paints, and for larger areas, I use acrylic house paint.
Why would you use for a mural? You can't really use watercolor, can you?
Finding a piece of paper that big would be tough.
Yeah. What's the mural you just finished?
It's for the Kroger store over in Mount Vernon.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. How big?
37 feet long.
Good night.
Yeah, 3 foot by 37 feet. So.
How long did that take you?
Probably a week and a half.
I guess you had, did they give you something to work off of, or did you have something in mind, or what?
I had to submit a proposal, design, and everything.
That's pretty cool.
They selected
Spencer,
mine. So.
Congratulations. That's well
Thanks.
Done. What's the farthest any of the folks are coming from, do you think?
Probably Steve Wasaki from up above Green Bay. He's probably coming the farthest.
Yeah, you're looking about a 10-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's typical, or that's typically how these things work, these plein air paintouts, because this isn't the only one. And we didn't invent the wheel here, did we?
No, we did not.
Melinda,
we just jumped on the wagon early.
What's the closest one from here? Are there other ones in Southern Illinois?
In April, New Harmony, Indiana has a large plein air event. They will have 130 or 40 artists coming.
Oh, is that right?
One. Yeah.
We've got a pretty decent purse. They must have a bigger purse.
Yeah, their first or best of shows 2,500, I think.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Well, our best of shows what?
500.
We'll talk about the purses and all that kind of things. What do artists think whenever you've got some coming back?
Mm-hmm.
What do they think when they come to Wayne County, or what do they see in Fairfield? Are there a lot of interesting things here for them? Do they see Fairfield and Wayne County as a different type of place than say the Wisconsin people? What they're painting in Wisconsin?
Sure, every region has its own unique landscapes. Up in Wisconsin, you're going to have dairy barns, rolling hills. Farther north, you get conifer trees and conifer forests and stuff. So you come down here and you've got probably more hardwoods. You've got more open areas, a lot more farming and fields, and that, you know, the artists find that attractive. It's something they're not used to seeing. So they see things that are very paintable that we drive by every day and never even give it a second thought. Also, probably the the biggest thing is the artists that keep coming back, like you mentioned, they love this event here. They love the way they're treated in Fairfield. Mm-hmm. They are taken good care of, and that's the key for artists.
Sure.
To enjoy an event.
Well, for anybody to enjoy
because
anything.
It's not lucrative.
You want to feel welcome.
It's not lucrative for all artists. Some sell a lot and win a lot. Others just kind of are hobby artists.
Yeah.
But when they can come to a place and we have host housing, the committee tries to feed the artists. We have daily tangible prizes. Try to make sure every artist gets something tangible, some kind of an art supply, and then. So we just take good care of them, and they appreciate that, and that's why we're seeing such growth, I think, is because these artists are talking up the event when they go to other events and say, hey, you've got to try Fairfield because it's a really good place to go.
Melinda, what's the the fifth?
This is our fifth.
This is the fifth one. Started out, I want to say, with nine or something like that?
Something like that.
And you have...
We've continually grown.
Continually grown, haven't you?
Yes.
Is this put on the... Who puts this on? Is this volunteers?
Volunteers for Progressive Fairfield are the... sponsor, yes.
I've got Melinda States along with Spencer Meager. We're talking about the Fairfield Fall Foliage. I added a word there again, didn't I? How about the Fall Foliage? I don't want to discount the rest of the county. The Fall Foliage paint out.
Sounds good.
See, I took the plein air out that time. Are you proud of me?
You did great.
We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Back after these. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. It's 946, 88 degrees outside on the way up to 92. I think we'll blow right past that. My guests across the way here this morning, we're having a good time talking about this year's paint out. It's the plein air. It's the fall foliage paint out. Like Melinda says, she keeps admonishing me for messing up the name, but you haven't had any foliage to paint.
That's
Melinda.
Right.
It hasn't been, foliage. It's just not turned colors
it's
yet,
not
usually.
It's pretty foliage, usually.
We got to Thursday. What's going on Thursday? Now, the dates again are October 4th through the 8th, right?
Mm-hmm. October 4th through the 8th, Thursday and Friday both, the 6th and 7th during the daytime. They pretty well paint wherever they wish to go. By that time, they've gotten a little acclimated to the community. They've scoped some things out that they want to do, so we just let them go out on their own.
Okay.
On Thursday and Friday. Friday night evening, then, is our big premiere showing where all the paintings that have been done for the week will be on display. They'll be available for sale.
Okay.
Purchase. And we really encourage the community to come out and get involved in that. We do hors d'oeuvres. We do a $5 entry at the door, pays for the food. You also get a ticket to win a painting by Mr.
Spencer?
Mr. Meager over here.
Nice. You already got that one painted yet, or you do it that week?
No, I'll between now and probably middle of September, I'll do, do a painting.
So that's our big night, is Friday evening. Like I said earlier, we really encourage community involvement. That's what makes this thing work.
Yeah. And then Saturday, you got the big deals, too.
Saturday, we have the kids' paint out will be at City Hall, which the Natalie Hurd, the FCHS art instructor, comes and does an art lesson for fourth to sixth graders that morning. We do the Four Corners paint out, which was new for us last year. That's kind of our little fundraiser to
So that was successful last year?
Yes, it was very successful last
really?
Year.
What did the artists think of having to change, of changing? There were four artists, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, four.
And you were one of them?
No.
No, okay.
What I was the referee.
You were the referee. What did the artists think of having to go and work with somebody else's media and somebody else's vision?
Mm-hmm. They enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, I've already been in contact with many of the artists, and there's
some
more than we can handle who want to participate this year.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's a fun event for them.
I didn't get a chance to I had something going that day. I didn't. How were the results? The painting results on with four different people painting on a painting.
Really good. What we're going to do this year? The last year we gave them 2 hours, if I remember correctly, and they take two turns at a painting. This year we're going to cut it down to 1 hour. They get 15 minutes.
And only one paint. Turn.
Yeah. What I noticed last year, at an hour, the paintings were much fresher and more vibrant looking. When we gave them that second turn at it, they kind of started. They overdid it. So we're going to just make it an hour long.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of fun. What'd you think of the results, Melinda? Did anything look just kind of disjointed? That's what I would worry about. A disjointed painting, for want of another term.
If you were a true art enthusiast, I think you could tell there were four different people that painted on them. Uh-huh. But we had, of the four paintings, well, all four were very good, but there were three that were excellent. I thought, did you know, somebody would have really wanted to have. One was of the fountain in front of Fairfield National, which, you know, people would like that. So it was fun. We had a lot of people turn out for it. We gave the four paintings away at the end when we did our awards announcements at the end of the paint out.
And these are fundraising. You're buying tickets for these? Or
yes.
People buy
tickets? We had
the raffle
little
tickets.
Coupon tickets. You bought however many you wanted. You put whatever in whichever bucket, whichever painting you thought you would like to have.
That's how you determine. I guess there was no real contest between the four paintings.
No, there was no contest between the four painters. And when you won a painting, you got one that was signed by all four artists. So.
Were there any paintings that had like a lot more tickets? I guess there are tickets in them than others.
Yeah, and I was going to say that was kind of interesting because there were some that they were we had some buckets had a lot of tickets in it. People, it's kind of a barometer of what the viewers are being drawn to. Yeah. And there was two or three of them that had seemed to really people gravitated to it.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And that was success. So now when are the awards?
Saturday at 1 o'clock.
And who's you've got some sponsors that for your purchase.
Yes.
Awards? Did you want to mention some of those?
Sure.
I think you had.
Be glad to do that because that's who we want to.
You get a lot of support. You mentioned earlier. You get a lot of support from the community.
Fairfield National Bank is our sponsor for the Best of Show, and that's a $500 award.
Nice.
David and Kathy Williams are our Best Watercolor sponsor for $250 for...
Now, these aren't purchase sponsors, right?
No, these are the awards that the judge picks.
Okay.
Our juror picks. So we do a $500 best of show, and then we do $250 each for best watercolor, best oil, best pastel. And those are sponsored, like I said, David and Kathy Williams, CSI Insurance, and Kincaid's do the best oil. Wabash Telephone does the best pastel. And then Edward Jones and Wells Fargo go together and do the best other medium. So
I see.
We've got something done in another category. People's National Bank sponsors the People's Choice Award, which Friday evening people vote on what their painting is that they like the best that's on display. And then Fairfield Banking Company does the Artist Choice Award.
Is that the one that we won? The People's Choice, didn't we? Didn't the ranch, maybe the bicycle.
The bicycle.
Yeah.
Niall Gordon painted the oil.
The bicycle won the People's Choice Award. That's what
I
thought.
Get your bike set up again.
It's still there. It's still there. Dodie suggested me painting it because we ran by some. We were driving down the road, saw the people had old antique bikes out, and they put bright colors on. I said, I'm not going to paint a bike. That's silly.
And got painted anyway, just in a different way.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to paint a bike. Well, see, now that's great. So a lot of chances for folks to win awards. Spencer, tell me, do you change judges every year?
Yeah, we try to get the highest quality judge we can, and by that I
remember last year's from Indianapolis, I believe, right, or something.
No,
like
from St. Louis. Lisa Ober was our judge last year. Excellent oil painter and pastelist. This year we have Sean Cornell, who's going to be our judge. He's from St. Louis, and he's a phenomenal plein air painter. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even do studio paintings. Everything
really?
He paints is outside, rain, snow, 95 degrees.
No kidding.
If he's painted it, it was done outside. And he just won first place up at Door County,
really?
Wisconsin.
I bet you up in Door County they've got all kind of, I mean, that's kind of an arty community anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the most prestigious shows in the country. Probably one of the, certainly one of the top 10, maybe one of the top 5.
How many people go to it?
How many artists?
Yeah.
I think they, 30 to 40 artists are the invited artists. And then during their quick paint, anybody can come in and paint, just pay the $10 fee. And if they happen to win that, then they are invited for the next year. But they may have 60 or 70 artists come in just for the quick paint besides the invited artists.
Wow.
So it's a very prestigious event. Sean's a great painter. And we're really fortunate to have him come in and judge for us.
That's a pretty nice deal, then. And that's kind of a difficult job, isn't it? Finding a good judge or somebody, a judge who isn't interested in actually participating in the event at the time.
Yeah, yeah. we will look for a judge, first of all, who knows how to judge a plein air event because it's different than judging studio work.
Yeah.
And then finding one, what I like about Sean, he's judged my work several times. He's probably the best judge I've ever seen because he articulates why he selected what he did.
That was going to be my next question because I judged a brisket contest over the weekend, and we had a great time doing it. But we took the time there were eight different contestants. We wrote down a blurb, again, on two or three lines for everybody, all the briskets. And that was going to be my next question. Do you get good feedback from the judges?
Yeah, yeah. Sean does an excellent job of explaining why he selected a piece, what he likes about it. At the end of it, you may not agree with his decision, but you can't argue with why he chose it. And that's
all you ask, isn't it?
Exactly. Yep.
Some consistency, maybe, that kind of thing. And he'll be judging all those other than the People's Choice thing, right?
Yes.
The artist
choice.
The Nocturne is going to be the artist's choice, so he won't judge
really?
That. The artist will judge that.
What won last year's Nocturne? I'm trying to remember.
Painting of Pete and Max Barbershop.
That's how'd they get the knight in that? I mean, the of Pete and Max.
We brought the poster.
Is that the poster this year?
Mm-hmm. That will be the poster.
Tell me about the poster. It's for sale, right?
The poster will be for sale starting at FunFest. It is a photo of the winning best representation of Fairfield, which was also the artist's choice. It is Pete and Max Barbershop. The artist will sign the poster.
Oh, great.
So they are $25.
Are they limited?
We have 25 posters at $25. Yes.
And all the funds go to the volunteers?
We have to support this event somehow.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've used those funds to support it also.
Well, that's just, that's what you got to do. Melinda Spencer, I appreciate you coming out and talking about the plein air event. It's again, folks, it's October 4th, and this takes the community involvement. And you're asking for community involvement. in folks who to come look at the art. And if they're interested, talk to the artists. Mm-hmm. And if you get a chance to talk to these artists, they're pretty interesting individuals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're very friendly, very nice.
They don't mind you coming up and talk to them while they're working, right?
No. The vast majority of them enjoy talking with you. They don't want to spend an hour talking with you.
Yeah, they're working.
But, three, four minutes, they're more than happy to explain what they're doing.
Well, that's great. And then buy a painting, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Buy a painting.
Buy a painting, buy a painting. That's what helps also bring the artist back, too. Who's that's getting it. New?
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, that's very much. Thanks, guys, for coming on the show. Thank you very much, Melinda.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Spencer.
Hi, Bruce.
Best of luck to you, folks. Hey, that's the Fall Foliage Paint Out. It's coming up October 4th through the 8th here in Fairfield. And that's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Talk to you soon.